Shalom, listeners, and I trust you've had a good week. Well, let us continue with three more names of God as found in the book of Genesis. This week, we are going to look at Yahweh, El Elyon, and Adonai. So let's begin with Yahweh. And the first time we encounter this name is in Genesis 4, verse 1. Yahweh means I am, the one who is the self-efficient one. And this is also spelt with capital letters for Lord. The name Yahweh occurs more than 6,800 times in the Old Testament. After the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, this sacred personal name of Israel's God was not pronounced. Instead, Adonai was substituted for Yahweh whenever it appeared in the biblical text. Because of this, the correct pronunciation was eventually lost. English editions of the Bible usually translate Adonai as Lord with small letters and Yahweh as Lord capital letters. Afraid of profaning this covenant name of God, various rabbinical writers spoke of it as the name, the Hebrew word Hashem, also known as the Tetragrammaton, because it is formed by the four Hebrew consonants Y, H, W, H. And in Exodus, we have the explanation, Exodus 3, verse 14, I am who I am, Eyeh Asher Eyeh. Although God only reveals himself by this name to Moses in Exodus 3:14, the name Yahweh appears for the first time in Genesis 2 verse 4, where it is combined with the word Elohim, hence the title Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God. In Exodus 6 verse 3, we read, where God is speaking, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, El Shaddai. But by my name, the Lord Yahweh, I did not make myself known to them. We encounter this name in Genesis 4:1, when Eve refers to God by the name of Yahweh. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of Yahweh. The next name is El Elyon, God Most High. When applied to God, the term Elyon, meaning highest, exalted one, most high, or God Most High, emphasizes that God is the highest in every realm of life. Originally given to the highest of the Canaanite gods, it was appropriated by the Hebrews as a title for Yahweh. Emphasizing God's transcendence, the name El Elyon is first used in relation to Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who was also called priest of El Elyon, and who blessed Abraham in the name of El Elyon. And this we can read in Genesis 14, verses 18 to 20. In the New Testament, Jesus is known as the Son of the Most High, while the Holy Spirit is the power of the Most High. All who belong to Yeshua are revealed as sons and daughters of the Most High by imitating the Father in heaven. When you praise the Most High, you are worshipping the One whose power, mercy, and sovereignty cannot be matched. The name Adonai, Lord, my great Lord, and Master. Adon is a Hebrew word that means Lord in the sense of an owner, master, or superior. It is frequently used as a term of respect and always refers to people. Adonai is the plural form of Adon and always refers to God as Lord or Master. In the Old Testament, it is rendered as Lord, distinct from Lord capital letters, the rendering of the Hebrew name Yahweh. When Adonai and Yahweh appear together, it is rendered Almighty God, Almighty Lord, or Lord God, depending on the translation. Adonai is first used in Genesis 15, verse 2. But Abraham said, Adonai Yahweh. What will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. In the New Testament, the Greek word most often translated Lord is Kyrios. The title Adonai implies relationship. God is Lord, and we are His servants. As a word referring to God, it appears more than 300 times in the Hebrew Scriptures. Next week, we will conclude the names as found in the book of Genesis. And so until next week, God bless you.